The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
George Brockler back with you here, 710 KUS. It's the final hour of the final show, not only of the week, but of the George Show itself. I'll be going off, signing off, at 9:56 and 50 seconds here. And then Monday, 6 to 10 a.m., the new and improved Jeff and Bill Show will take over this 6 to 10 a.m. slot. Of course, we're keeping it local, and I know that's what so many had asked for in texts and in calls that we had when Stefan had signed off is, look, we just love the local radio. Well, you're going to get it, and you're going to get it from two of the best that are out there. Of course, Jeff Hunt, guy has a Rolodex like nobody's business. My guess is he is going to take the level of guests up a notch. We already have great guests. He's going to end up with some of those national folks. I mean, he could probably pull Charlie Kirk and Katie Pavlich and Hugh Hewitt and all. I mean, that's pretty cool stuff. So I'm excited to see where he and Bill take this show. I am fascinated with the idea that Billy dropped the Y for purposes of the show. I think that was just an ego thing. Nobody could have more than four letters in their name or two syllables, right? Like, that wouldn't be fair. Jeff is just one syllable. Billy, he gets the extra syllable. That just couldn't happen. Listen, what I've been doing here is taking a whole bunch of calls and texts, and I would love to continue this conversation with you. We can talk about whatever you want. I have no plan for this hour. And I think based on the response that some folks have been giving, this was a pretty well-kept secret. Nobody knew that today was going to be the final day. It's a weird day, too. It's not like the beginning of the month, the end of the month, February 2nd, Groundhog Day. Maybe we'll do this again on Monday. No, I'm kidding. We're not going to do that. If it was April Fool's, maybe that would be the thing. I want to get right back to the phone lines, 303-696-1971. Frank from Golden, you're on 710. Frank, what do you think?
Hey, George, I'm sorry to see you go because you've been a voice of reason among extremist times, and I think that's needed. So, but, you know, I understand, such is life.
Yeah.
You know, but I do have, and I want, you know, this is a little tongue-in-cheek and offered in the most Don Imus-esque way I can, but I know what you're going to go do next. And it's a touchy subject, but it's a hands-on job. You're going to become a theater critic alongside Warren Wilbur.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I think if you say it three times fast, they turn on the night vision goggle cameras inside the theater. That's a wonderful prediction. Someone else, a friend, texted and said, you're going to play Niedermeyer in the reboot of Animal House. I don't think I could pull that off. I look like Niedermeyer's grandfather at this point. Yeah. What am I? I'm a zit. Frank, listen, if you have any law jobs out there, let me know. Got to figure out a way to keep the lights on.
I'll hit you up. I'll teach you how to do the most obscure, ridiculous type of law ever, work comp.
You know what I like about it, then, is nobody can really criticize you because nobody knows what the hell you're doing. And that's the best kind of law.
That's correct. I mean, it's so odd that nobody. Yeah, exactly. If you go into the obscure corners of the world, nobody knows why you're there in the first place.
Isn't that the best job to have, where people can't figure out what you're doing, but they have to keep paying you to do it?
Correct.
You know, Frank, you could have been a radio host.
Law students. Oh, hell, I don't know. Yeah, but that's too damn easy, and then you get criticized.
And, well, there it is. I'm living it.
No, I've always told younger law students, I'm like, look, get into work comp, you'll never not have a job because there's always huge demand.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody knows it.
That's exactly right.
You keep bumping along.
I figured out a way to make an easy job look difficult. And so I don't know why Jeff
exactly
agreed to do this. It's kind of crazy that he would sign up for this. But I'm kind of anxious to see how it goes. Does part of me hope the show just completely flames out? Yes, of course. That's ego. No, I'm kidding. I want nothing but the best for the Salem and 710 family. They've been very, very good to me. And I think the show is going to be great. I'm glad Bill's getting some. It's still Billy to me. I'm glad Billy's getting some billing on this show. Guy deserves it, and I think he and Jeff have a great little chemistry. And at some point, I hope to hear screamed profanity back and forth without anybody hitting the dump button. That's what I hope for this show.
I don't see how it could go any other way. I mean,
it's
got to happen.
Hey, Frank, thanks for the call, brother. Be in touch, all right?
Thank you, George.
See you, man.
All right.
Hey, Frank's line is open at 303-696-1971. I promise we're going to get to the other calls, Gary, Frank, and whoever's calling in right now on this open line. Some of the texts that have come in here. Pete always says the threshold for being a radio guy is being fired. You don't get to do a farewell show. Well, I guess this is a farewell show. By the way, Jeff is just in the studio for 10 more seconds as he's walking out to do his job. I'm going to give you the only advice that Pete gave me that stuck with me, and that was don't do it. No, it was, I'm kidding. It was Radio No Man's Master. And I think I told you this when we talked on the phone. I'm like, buddy, some of the best shows we've ever had have been shows that we had done no prep for, right? Yeah. Like, you think you know what you're doing. And some of the worst shows have been ones where Billy and I are like, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to have this guest, and then we're going to do this, and the show is just a total yawn fest. No yep. connection with the public. So, you know, that would be my only advice is less is more, you know, when it comes to preparation.
But, you know, Colorado finds itself in a very unique situation that we've never seen in our lifetime,
oh,
right?
My.
It has never been so dominated by a radical Marxist leftism. So
Everywhere.
There's a kind of comedy to it, right? Just kind of a lunacy that exists out there. But what I love about 710 KNUS is this is the tip of the spear where the great fight back begins to restore sanity to the state of Colorado.
That's right.
That's why you're here. That's why I'm here. And so it's connecting with people. It's organizing people. But it's towards a mission of getting the state back on the right track.
But it's also old school talk radio. I don't know how else to describe it, is that this isn't a show based on just guests. And
right.
some folks do that, especially at the national level. This isn't just a show on standing on your soapbox and pontificating and venting, although there are times where you get to do it. This is a show that invites people in to say,
yes.
what the hell do you think about all this? You know what I mean?
What do you think about it and their perspective? And that's what makes radio great. That's what makes Colorado and the conservative movement great, right?
Yeah,
we're just
right.
the average people. We're not some billionaire out of San Francisco dropping in billions of dollars into the state to try to flip it.
Mm-hmm.
Our neighbors. These are our neighbors. So you're part of the movement, man.
I wish you were a billionaire
to
drop dollars into here.
Yeah,
it would make a big difference. But I know that that's going to continue on. I'm anxious to see how this rolls out. I really do want to hear the dang music, right? Like,
yeah,
I can't believe we just now in the 9 o'clock hour played for the last time the theme music for the show, the little introduction.
Yeah.
And our friend of the show, the state surgeon, Dr. Julia, who always texts in, why do you diss on doctors so much, from that the three most useless jobs in America are, in order, lawyer, congressman, doctor. I mean, that's just brilliant stuff, man.
Yeah.
So we're going to lose a little bit of that. We'll lose the lawyer and no congressman, but we'll have a couple doctors on here, you and Bill. We'll be the radio doctors.
Doctors and something.
Buddy, I can't thank you enough. I'm excited to see how this thing goes, and I'm glad you're taking over for this reason. There's always a fear at this point with 710 that if someone leaves, they nationalize the show. And that's not to take away from any of the national hosts who are far less good mm-hmm. than local hosts, but keeping this local matters for exactly the reasons
Absolutely.
You said, Jeff.
Yeah.
Got to happen.
Yeah, because there's work to be done. We're here at this time, and we're going to hand a state to our children and grandchildren that's either better or worse. So let's get to work.
I'd like the better part. Jeff Hunt, thanks, man. And I know you got to go out there and do your other job, one of several jobs that you end up doing. That's Jeff Hunt. He'll be back here in this seat that I'm sitting, hopefully a new chair, by the way. But in this seat, Bill Through the Glass, it'll be the Jeff and Bill Show from 6 to 10 a.m. every freaking Monday through Friday. This, of course, is our last show. A couple of texts right here. People guessing. Just tuned in. Did you get fired? No, not this time. Or called to duty? No. Although that would be a good reason to leave the show, too. I think George is going to be a Red Sox ball boy. Well, if you know anything about me, I don't think the Red Sox have balls, so that's not going to be an issue. Good luck, George. We'll miss your humor, man. Thank you so much. OMG, say it isn't so. If George is leaving, so am I. He was the only host that a moderate Dem like me could stomach. Good luck, George. I will miss you. Let me say this, texter. One, I can't believe that. That's very flattering. But two, tune in, man, because you've got Jeff and Bill. It's a different dynamic. You are going to get, I think, in many ways, a different approach on these topics by each of these gentlemen, and then you get to add to it. So don't go away yet. Stick around, and it'll all be awesome. Well, we're going to get right back to the phone lines. Gary, you're on 710 KNUS. Gary, what do you think?
I think I'm going to miss you, George. Thank you so much, man. Entertaining us. And, you know, we've got your cubicle all set up here, and I hope you're ready to apply the tax law. You know, we're going after those high-income, high-wealth taxpayers, and we need your help.
I wish I was one of them. I wish I was in that bracket you could target. Sadly, I'm neither.
Well, if you want to go after them, you're welcome here. You know, it's funny because I was always thinking, I thought Billy would be a great talk show host.
Me too.
So I'm looking forward to hearing him because he's always very fact-based and he's willing to push fact and, you know, really make sure that people are talking from fact. You know, the other guy, I'm not so sure about, but I think.
Oh, Jeff's going to be great. Jeff's just going to be absolutely great. He's a super smart guy.
Yeah, I've heard him before, and I remember when Billy called him on some things he was saying. So hopefully we'll have that balance. And the thing I really appreciate, I just wanted to tell you, George, is two things. I love your self-deprecation. Great stuff. And I also like the way you need to frequently say, I'm kidding.
Because you know, in this market, if you don't say that shows up as its own clip where someone's like, 710 host said blankety blank. Well, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, I'm going to miss you and your family. I always enjoy listening to Amanda and your voice. So,
I wish I could get her on. Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it, man. Keep doing the good work, but don't be too good at it. That's Gary working with the IRS. Hey, listen, you know who we're missing, Billy? You know who we're missing? Joe from Arvada. Where's Joe? Where's Joe from Arvada? 303-696-1971, the number. We're going to go to Frank. You're on 710 KNUS. Frank, what do you think?
George, really going to miss you.
Oh, buddy,
really,
thank you for calling in.
Really appreciate the open mic. I see a visual of you when I listen to your program of Kung Fu fighting. You know, this guy taking on all these collars and, you know, doing his martial arts to defend the truth, honor, and American way. I really do appreciate you holding truth and the law in such high self-esteem. I hope the Justice Department is able to keep up with your expectations over the coming years. That's the only hope.
Yeah, I hope so too, buddy, because I read things just like you do where I go, I hope there's something good that comes out of this. But more and more I think to myself, God, have we just politicized the criminal justice system, sometimes even at the local level, to the point where you, Frank, as a not just taxpayer and consumer of the product, but as a future juror, do you go into a case now with that skepticism about the government that transcends any of the constitutional limitations? Just this idea that, is this politically motivated? I mean, that's just death.
You have to, and you've helped awaken us to that. I had some nominations for possible things.
Tell me.
Okay, new national show called Just the Facts, Ma'am. and then a legal advisor for Dinesh D'Souza's future film production.
Yeah,
a co-host Rachel Maddow. Called,
oh, my God. That would be something, Frank. That would be truly something if I got hooked up with Rachel. Are you still there? Oh, Frank, we're losing you, man. Frank, wherever you move to in that vault that you call home, listen, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back to you in just a minute. 303-696-1971 is the number. I think we've got Louie. You're on 710 KNUS. Louie, what do you think?
You ruined my day, buddy. You ruined my day. I got out of the gym. I listened to you, and it's the worst day I've had in a long time. But I'm sitting out of Apple groceries because I'm in so much pain. I'm going to go get some UltraCure.
Make sure you get the gummies. The gummies, I understand, will take away some of that pain.
Yeah, the only good part was that you're not being replaced by Peter Boyle. So, you know, at least I'll listen to Jeff, but I don't listen to Peter Boyle.
Of course, Pete's the godfather of this whole thing. I couldn't be here without Pete, by the way. But Jeff and Bill are going to take this thing over. I'm really honestly intrigued, not just from a, hey, who's taken over for me sort of standpoint, but honestly from that driving by something on fire on the side of the roadway. You know what I mean? Like you're rubbernecking, like, I wonder what's going on over there. That's what I want for this show. I want people to tune in and go, what?
Well, my morning won't be the same anymore, but I'll listen to Billy and Jeff.
Buddy. Thank you.
Like you say, you ruined my day, buddy.
Oh, Louis, it's flattering to hear that. And please keep listening. You're going to love what Bill and Jeff have to offer. Hey, listen, here's what I want to do, because we've got other lines filled. You can fill Louis' line at 303-696-1971. Nick and Frank, we'll try to come back to you, Frank, and see if we got a better connection with you so we can wrap up together. I got to cut away, but I can't do it until I tell you about Ultra Cur. That's our good friends at Ultra Botanica that have put together that curcumin-based all-natural supplement. It's an antioxidant. It's an anti-inflammatory, but it is pro-health. I've taken it. Billy's taken it. My God, we're going to now have to get Jeff on this stuff. And my guess is Jeff's going to have, Jeff's a bit of a runner too, by the way, although he's younger than I am. When I run, I get that pain in my ankles and my knees, which I think maybe should have asked Jeff this. Is that God telling me not to run? But when I take the Ultra Cur, honestly, the pain is there, but not for as long at all, not even close. You can experience the positive benefits of some folks within less than 2 hours of taking it, by the way. Go check out the website, getultranow.com, getultranow.com. The other thing that you can do is, and this is what I recommend, go to the natural grocers, ask the vitamin manager to get you your free 3-day supply, because there is a free 3-day supply, and you're not even going to need that much to feel the benefits. Get another free 3-day supply for a loved one, your neighbor, a friend, your spouse, whatever it is, and they're going to have a similar experience, just maybe in a different way. When you figure out, hey, this is the product I need to start adding to my daily routine, check them out at getultranow.com, and you can buy more at your natural grocers. Hey, let's do this. Phone lines are full. I promise to get to them. Let's cut away for a slightly earlier break. It's George Brockler, 710 KNUS. George Brockler back with you here. Final half an hour, really-ish, of the George Show on 710 KNUS. This is it, folks. I'm leaving. I will be replaced. And for those of you who are like, were you fired? Obviously I was. That's why I'm still on the air. No, I'm kidding. If they had shown me the door, there's no swan song, because you never know what crazy stuff a fired radio host will say. Nope, this is me leaving voluntarily as opposed to feet first. Next week, starting Monday, 6 to 10 a.m., the inaugural show of the Jeff and Bill show. I imagine they will jockey back and forth for position as to who gets the first name in there from time to time. Billy will introduce it as the Bill and Jeff show. It ought to be a lot of fun. Fisticuffs, great conversation. It'll be this show, but on steroids. And so I can't wait to hear it myself. I'll probably call in and do some stuff as well. You guys have been great here with the text and stuff. Let me get to a couple of those. No, George, I just woke up and heard the news. I'm so sad. I'm sure Jeff and Billy will do a great job, but we love you. That's so very sweet, Judy. I missed hearing what your plans are. By the way, I got the free samples at Natural Grocers, and I ordered a bottle of Ultra Cur yesterday. Fantastic. I've been taking two leaves every day, and I haven't had to take any since the store gave me some generous samples. What? What a great testimonial. Judy, thank you. And I miss you guys, too. I'm not going anywhere. I just won't be able to have the same access to you that I do here on the radio. Good luck, George. However the people demand, you choose the news remains in the 6 o'clock hour. I told Bill the same thing. Billy, I cannot express to you enough how much I appreciate you and what you've done to help George and make the George Show so successful and fun to listen to. I hope Jeff keeps you actively involved. Oh, he will be, because then I'm more likely to keep listening. I really hope you come up with a way to help us dumb American to understand soccer, as I would like to learn from you. I wish you and your family, yes, even your snakes, the very best. I never wrote down where your trivia nights are, as I'd come to keep up with you. Fantastic stuff out here. Let's get to the phone lines right now. I want to honor the callers as always. Nick from Denver, you're on 710. Nick, what do you think?
I'm sorry to hear you go, and I was always the question mark in the back of my mind was always how you found enough time in the day to run a full-fledged legal law firm and get up at 5 o'clock in the morning at the latest and do the show.
Yeah, it's crazy. You leave the house by 5. The bonus for me was if I got to do the show from home, and that happened for various reasons throughout our tenure here, and Kelly was always great about hooking me up with the remote, I could actually sleep in until 5. And then I'd get up and I'd, you know, rush to kind of prep the show with Billy and stuff. But normally I'm up in that, I wake up in the 3 o'clock hour, get out of bed in the 4 o'clock hour, leave at 5 and get here and take care of this. So I wish I could take credit for the stuff I get done. But if you don't have a supporting cast, you know what I mean? You can't get it done.
Oh, absolutely.
You just can't get it done.
But I know you, this is all for the best. I was going to offer the services of Bruno the Beast. He could knock a few heads around and change people's opinions. You know how it goes?
Yeah, I would love to have that option. You should definitely offer that to Jeff and Bill on Monday. They actually might be able to need that a little bit more. Billy, feistier than you would think, right? Like scrappy guy, you know that kid got in trouble in high school a lot for the fisticuffs. So maybe he becomes the muscle of the show.
I don't know them, so, but I'm sure I'll get to know them quickly. I don't know their background or anything, but I'm sure I'll find out quickly.
Nick, thank you so much for the call, my man. We'll talk to you soon. Just say hi when I see you out in the community, my friend. Nick's line is open at 303-696-1971. Natalie from Jeffco. Natalie, thanks for calling in. I wish we were doing our big interview thing that we were going to do, but you're going to have to do it with Jeff and Bill next week. And I know it's going to be a bombshell, so I know they can't wait to hook up with you.
It is. Do you want me to just cover a couple quicks, or?
You know what? Do me a favor. Just tease the audience with the gist of it, and then we'll cut you loose, and then people can tune in next week, and I'll hook you up with Bill and Jeff, and we'll hopefully get this thing off the ground.
All right. So real quick, did a big story with Sean Boyd, who is wonderful.
She is terrific.
Yes, CBS4 this last week. Please search it out for those who haven't seen it. It talks about how government uses our taxes for electioneering. And it's not just one example in the story. There was quickly four examples found where government's spending hundreds of thousands of our dollars electioneering for upcoming ballot issues. They're able to get away with it because of a loophole in the law. It just talks about it in that. But just looking forward, there's ways we can be fighting back besides the obvious terminate the contract kind of a thing. And yeah, we could do that in Jeffco. Arapaho could prevent their contract from occurring. And that is during spring and summer, people can get involved with how ballot issues are framed. The question is posed on the ballot. And I encourage everybody to read my articles at Complete Colorado about the gray book and the blue book, and in making sure taxpayers' Bill of Rights is inserted in a ballot question. And there's an upcoming Property Tax Commission meeting tomorrow that people can weigh in and say, we gave away our Tabor rights in the past, and this can be corrected by this Property Tax Commission. That I was trying to shove everything in there.
No, Natalie, this is great stuff, though, because first off, I like the idea that you're driving people to the articles because those things are chock full of good information. They're at the Independence Institute. Can we find them on Complete Colorado, page 2?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Just go to page 2 and search Natalie Menton, and I've got written tutorials on how to get involved in this process that takes place in spring and summer. So it's coming up.
Natalie, this is fantastic stuff. And I know that this is why 710 is so great in terms of what's available on the market there. You have the ability now to keep telling this story to a broader audience with Jeff and Bill next week. Please reach back out, reconnect, and let's get this thing going with them. And then I can't wait to hear the interview.
I have a big teaser Monday a night with CBS4. Sean Boyd and I will be doing a part 3.
Oh, my gosh.
And I would really, really strongly suggest that people watch CBS4 for Sean Boyd special this Monday night.
Super cool. Super cool. Hey, thanks so much, Natalie. Keep doing the great work that you're doing out there. Natalie's line is open at 303-696-1971. Donna from Denver, you're on 710. What do you think, Donna?
Hi, George.
Hi.
I just want to say thank you for keeping the conservative voice going. I have been pleasantly surprised by the shows I'm hearing on KNUS. Excuse me. And I probably wouldn't have kept listening except that with name recognition, because you are junior to your father.
That's right.
I just keep wanting to say, tell you to say hi for me to your dad, because I worked with him about 40 years ago. And I remember, and thank you. Thank him, too, because he probably never got a lot of
Donna. Was this out in the feds when you guys were at 19th and Stout out there?
It was. Yes, it was. A long time ago.
I remember. Mom used to work in that same building, just a couple floors apart from Dad for years and years. I mean, like 2 decades or something they worked out there.
Yes, and I met her a couple of times, too. And she was a beautiful lady.
She was.
And I have noticed when I see you on TV, I think you resemble her more than you did, which is a compliment, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
But she and I were two of the shortest people in the building.
So short. She was 5'1⁄2". You know what I mean?
Yeah, that I'm not even that much now, but he was so beautiful. And I remember your dad was the most patient and self-controlled teacher, because it was his job. He had the worst job probably in the whole building of dragging and screaming clerical staff into the computer age. Bless his heart. He did a wonderful job.
You described Dad perfectly. He is one of the most patient. I'm telling you, he's just a Christ-like guy. Yeah. He just accepts everybody where they're at. And thanks for the words on Mom.
I was sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
you
me too.
Had to say goodbye to her so long ago, but
it's been 25 years. Can you believe that? 25 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, 25
wow. Years. Well, she did her work well and quickly on this earth, apparently.
Well, yes, Donna, so kind to you. And Dad listens to the show, so I'm sure he's right now, either now or when he listens to the podcast. He'll be like, oh, thank God, Donna. What a sweet call. Thank you for calling in, Donna. I'll miss you.
Well, thank you, too, and we will miss you. And so I wish and pray God's best for you in your new endeavors, whatever they are.
Awesome. Thanks, Don. I appreciate it. Hey, Donna's line is open at 303-696-1971. Got a little unexpected emotional there as Donna was talking about Mom. It was just a very, very sweet call. Let me do this before I get back to the calls there. Dan Kaplis, who, you know what, if I were a smarter guy, I would have said, Dan Kaplis, call in and let me just thank you on the air for all of the support and the honor of letting me read for you and Bobber. And I have taken, I mean, in the 2 years we've been doing this with Dan, you know, I've had the ability to tell the stories about how Dan was a mentor to me in the civil law practice. I'd never done civil before I started working for Dan. I did Bobber, his partner's very first jury trial. And it's an incredible story because I know Dan remembers this. You know, this was a former client of Dan's who was mistreated and sued by this unscrupulous 4x4 repair place. And she came to Dan, had no idea where to go. And Dan doesn't normally do this work. Dan doesn't defend these kinds of cases. And Dan got Bobber and I and another Dan in the room and said, hey, we're going to represent this woman for free. And you're going to go kick the living crap out of these losers. And we went into court and kicked the living crap out of these losers. Bobber and I did. It was Bobber's very first trial. He'd been sworn in like the day before. No joke. Like the day before. And that's kind of a measure of the man, isn't it? That this is a guy who's not thinking about how do I put dollars in my pocket? It's how can I bring justice to somebody else? I mean, I know Dan feels blessed about what he's been able to achieve. And he wants to kind of bring some sort of peace and justice to other folks. And if that's the kind of attorney that you want, the guy that's focused on you and not on him, then you call Dan Kaplis. It's 303-770-5551, 303-770-5551, or you check him out at dankaplislaw.com. That's C-A-P-L-I-S, dankaplislaw.com. You know what? Now that I'm off the radio, I could be interviewed by Dan. I'm just saying, in case he's listening, just saying, I could be interviewed by you someday in the future, which we couldn't do before. Hey, listen, let's get to where are we at. Let me get to the phone lines right here. Ron, you're on 710. What do you think, Ron?
Well, Colonel, I'm a bit surprised this morning to hear that you're going in a different direction. I've enjoyed you so much.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
I'll miss you, but I am excited for Billy.
I am too. I mean, really? Maybe one of the better things to come out of this is one, they've obviously upgraded the host by going from George to Jeff. But with Bill, I love the idea that this guy now gets to do more of the great stuff. If you listen to the 6 o'clock hour, you know how great Billy is. But if you don't, you only get little pieces of him here and there. I'm anxious to hear how it goes.
And over the years, the last couple of years, while I'm waiting to talk to you, he and I have become friends. We've shared a lot of common things that are going on in our family. So I'm really happy for him. I figured out what you're going to do.
What is it?
Well, the guy that's going to be cutting down my trees.
Yes.
He asked me if I could wait another week or so because he's hired a new stump grinder.
You know what? George Brockler's stump grinder, that has a ring to it. I like the business cards. Obviously not made out of wood or paper.
Right, true. Platinum. But anyway, I am I'm happy for you for whatever you're doing, and I will continue to listen to the show. And you know what's interesting to me is when Peter left, I thought, and it keeps evolving.
It does.
It keeps evolving, and we do too. Obviously, you're evolving into another part of your life.
Yeah.
So sometimes sad, sometimes happy, but I'm happy for you.
Well, I love that we have listeners. And my guess is some of these folks that have called in have never called in before. Like some of these voices I don't recognize, but they're very, very nice to call in. And I like the regular ones, too. Honestly, we don't have a lot of time left. I'm really missing Joe from Arvada. Aren't you missing Joe just for a final little swan song with Joe?
And Frank.
Yeah, and Frank. Where are Frank? Well, we're going to have to find out. I can't thank you enough, Ken. Man, thanks for listening. And stay tuned. Jeff and Bill are going to be awesome.
I know they will. Thanks.
Talk with you soon. Hey, that was Ron's line. Ron's line is open. I think we have Ken and Janice. Let me take a look here at the screen. Let me do this. Let's do this for a break, but I want to do one more thing before we do that so I don't have to do it when we come back. And that is to tell you about something that starts today, goes through Sunday. You know where I'm going. If you're a Second Amendment fan, as I am, you look forward to the Tanner Gun Show whenever they're in town. Well, they're back in town, folks. They are at that Crown Plaza Hotel there near I-70 in Chambers. Super easy to get to from any directions, from any direction. They give you the 30% off on average of the big box stores on so many different things. All one-stop shopping for you. The knives, the guns, the ammo, the AR accessories, hunting supplies, classes, CCW and safety classes. They do it all in the most responsible way possible. 60 years. Man, they've been doing this thing. It's today from 3 to 7, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4, and a ticket for one day gets you access all 3 days, parking always free. Check them out at thetannergunshow.com. That's thetannergunshow.com. Hey, when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. George Brockler, 710 KNUS.
Anybody tries to run this business.
George Brockler, back with you. Great bumper music for the final show, final segment of that show. I'm going to take some advice from elders. I've got one in the studio you'll hear from in a moment. I want to go right to the VIP line. Old man.
Hey, George.
Take a look at your life. I'm a lot like you. What's going on?
George, I just wanted to...
It's my dad, by the way, folks. It's my dad.
Yeah, I just wanted to... And Annette's here with me, too.
Hi, Annette.
Yeah. Hi, we've been listening to you for four hours every day for a long time.
I am so sorry. By the way, Pete Boyle's in the studio with me, says he remembers meeting you guys out in Jeffco on some stuff, so that's super cool.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Hey, Mr. Brockler.
That's Pete right there.
We're impressed that Billy's going to be on also.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Jeff and Bill are going to – yeah, Bill thinks you're drunk.
to say, you know, your show – I've learned a lot from your show. And what I love is your you make the show about the listeners, and you just, you know, let them have their say, but you you ask them probing questions, and I think that's a great thing to do with a show like this. You get, and of course the local perspective is what I really appreciate. You know, you get much more insight into local issues than you do from pretty much anywhere else.
Yeah, thanks,
I mean,
Dad.
Local media is not great at local issues, but anyway.
No
but
doubt.
I just want to, I'm very proud of you, George, and I do not apologize for the times I've spanked you.
People have heard those stories on air, by the way, Dad. As you know, I have told those stories. And they're great. They're great learning events. Dad, I can't thank you and Annette enough for listening and being loyal listeners. When we are together, you're always like, hey, what about that show with this and all that other stuff? It's a huge honor. And, well, I love you. Love you.
All right. Love you, George.
Thank you
very
much.
You know, you'll do well in your next endeavor, I'm sure.
Maybe. We're going to set the bar low, Dad, as you have throughout my life. Set the bar low. Let me trip right over it. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Annette. I'll talk with you guys soon. I love you.
Love you. Too. Bye now.
Do you know how lucky you are?
I do. I'm blessed, man. I'm totally blessed. I get it, man. That's Pete Boyles, by the way. Pete was who is still the godfather of talk radio out here in Denver. I got to sit in this chair after Pete. Pete, I wish we had had you give some advice to Jeff before he got in here.
I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what'd you tell him?
Well, there's a book called Bud and Lou, and it's by Tommy Thompson. And I was in a team with a guy named Bob Lee, and it failed. But there's been a lot of team failures, and this guy points out why Bud and Lou failed, why Dean and Jerry failed, but why, like, the Stooges succeeded and Laurel and Hardy succeeded. And it was an interesting why it worked. And Jeff said, well, Pete's going to pick it up today. Billy's going to read it. And
someone's teaching Billy to read?
Yeah, Billy.
He's going to read it to me.
Okay, good. Audible. I think they must have it on Audible.
That's right. Yeah. In the car. But, and it really wise is why. And I always talk about advice, and I said, you remember, there is no I in team, but there is in radio.
Yeah, there is. And in winning. And in victory.
Absolutely. But listen, I didn't even know we were going to do this. I was coming over to cut promos for tomorrow.
I know. I know. We kept this a pretty tightly held secret. Yeah, this was Al McGordo. I think I'm Fat Man. But Pete, you know, I've only been privileged to do this for a fraction of your career, and it's been a huge honor. But man, what do you do transitioning out of this? How long am I going to miss this thing?
Forever.
What?
I think if you went, you know, talk to Rosen, for instance, you miss performing.
Yeah,
you miss when there's a big issue in the city, or this Taylor Swift thing. I think is really you're nodding your head and grinning. Yeah. Boy, that's going to get to be fun, and all the stuff that's going on, and you miss that part of it. So,
well, and you miss the camaraderie. I mean, you had Bill for years, and you've had other producers over the years, but you know, you only have so many waking hours every day, and you devote a whole bunch of that to this time on the radio. And the other part is, and I got this from you as much as anybody out there, more from you, and that is that the show, and I'm glad my dad said this, it has to be about the listeners, right? Like, you can think there's a really cool topic, but if you can't make it passionate, relatable to them, you don't get any feedback.
This business, no man its master.
True.
So and people that try to control the business, and I've listened to plenty of them, I used to listen to them, but it's, you can't. You can't control what somebody calling in wants to talk about. In terms, I mean, you can channel it, but you can't control it.
Yeah, I also appreciate the callers that have the courage, or at least the comfort, to call in and disagree and be challenged, and to challenge me.
That's what
and
you
I,
want.
And I appreciate that. And I've always taken, I should have said this to Dad when he was on the phone, when people, I run into people out there, they're always like, you're always so respectful and patient with people, maybe beyond when when I would be. And in fact, you've even given me this advice before, like at some point, man, you just got to cut the line.
Land the plane.
But for me, I've always tried to picture, hey, this person on the other end could be like my dad, could be my dad. And I just want them to be treated with respect, you know?
Yeah, the show is everything, and everything is the show. And people seem to forget that oftentimes. But no, I mean, I think you came through, and I got some hints about what's next, and sick 'em. Yo, Rennie.
Yeah, let's see if we can let's see if we can do something magical.
But it's the passion. Do you want that more than you want this? And that's really the question. What did he say?
He said, "Be careful, be careful."
No, I am. But my point is, it's like, you know, there only was one Picasso.
Yep.
You know, and there only was one Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
And or one Alan Berg.
Or one Pete Boyles.
Maybe, but for these two guys coming in,
I'm excited for them.
Listen, I worked with Jeff's dad.
Oh, my gosh.
We had us a time. And we did TV commercials together radio together.
Let me do this. Pete, thank you, because I know you're going to be on the air every Saturday and all this. Kelly, Michael's behind the glass. Thank you for being so good to me over the 2 years. You guys were so flexible. Brian, wherever you are, Melanie, you guys were great to me all the time. The sales staff, fantastic. Ellen, Chelsea, Travis, Mark. Mark Crowley, I know I never lived up to your expectations, and I just appreciate that you let me know that constantly. Thank you for that. And then, Bill, man, thanks for making this so easy behind the glass. I know, and I love Geronimo and James. Everybody knows that. It's just different, man. When you're not there running the show, it's just different. I don't sound smart. I don't sound funny. It's a really tough thing to get through. So, Bill, I am so excited for you, man. I am so glad you get to put your name on the marquee until they take this show off the air next month. I am so very excited for that. Listen, if I haven't thanked you, it's because I don't care about you. No, I'm kidding. It's because I just can't remember. I'm not good at this stuff. But we don't have a ton of time left together. I do want to say this. This is really to the listeners. You've made this show, and you can feel it just like we can feel it in here. When you don't care about the topic or you're not engaged with what we're doing, it's just a different show. It's not as fun. It's not as informative. It's not as engaging. So, one, thank you. Thank you for always doing that and calling in. And I wish I could get to all the callers out there, and Ken and Brian and Jance. I wish I could do that. I just can't. I've run out of time here. But the other thing is, keep doing it. When Jeff and Bill go live on Monday from 6 to 10 a.m., crush them. Crush them with questions. Crush them with comments, texts, phones. Keep them from saying the things they want to say because you overwhelm them with the things you want to say. This is a magical forum, and I'll say this too, man, as somebody who has spent his life upholding and defending the Constitution, this is the First Amendment in action right here on 710 KNUS, and we got to hang on to this thing as long as we can. Hey, I've loved everybody here. I wish I could play that show opening one more time. I'm going to say this for the last time, and then it'll be farewell. George Brockler on The George Show. It's 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.